trying to talk. Somehow, I got this cord hooked in this lazy boy chair some way, and I rocked it just a little bit. It pulled the cord out of the wall. Oh, I wasn't doing anything. Well, after Floyd and Stan Peterson, I met Barney Davis, and he was recovering from Valley Fever. He and Pat Bennett had been down in Baja hunting, and they had taken their lunch, and at noontime they went down in the little river bottom there where it was sandy and in the shade, sat there and ate their lunch, and I think they leaned back and might have had a little shut-eye. That's where Barney thought he got the valley fever. And when he went to the doctors and complained about it, they thought it was pneumonia, and they were treating him for pneumonia. And finally, one of the doctors, when they weren't getting any results from this pneumonia treatment, had heard or read about valley fever, and then they started checking on that and treating for that, and it started getting a little better. But it was too late. It was progressing quite rapidly. Lungs were solidifying. And instead of being flexible, they were becoming pretty solid. And this was affecting his heart. And when he did get sick later on with prostate cancer, because of the bad heart, they couldn't anesthetize him and do the surgery that was necessary. And of course the prostate cancer spread along with everything else. That's what got him. But anyway, he knew some wonderful places down in Baja where we could go quail hunting. And he couldn't go up the mountains. So when the quail went up the mountains, or we left them, that just suited me fine because I was a little bit older than he was. But we hunted flat areas and valleys and different places and had wonderful shoots and always had a good time. And I think almost every time we came home with a good bag of birds. Barney was a very good shot. Well, so was Tom Boyd. Tom Boyd was a good shot, and Barney was a good shot. Stan Peterson was just a fair shot. One time I took him down dove hunting, and he was shooting his 20 gauge, and I was shooting my 12 gauge. Well, I killed so many birds, and then after we had one limit of birds, we went over to a roosting area, and we shot another limit of birds. And this time he invited me to go duck hunting with him. And I thought, well, if he was going to shoot a 20 gauge, I would shoot a 20 gauge. So I loaded up some out of 20 gauge shells and went down and shot ducks with him, and I still outshot him. But that's neither here nor there. we had a wonderful time together, and he was sorry to see Barney go. In fact, he was so close to going that I didn't realize it. Your mother and I were going up to Nancy's house for something one Saturday. Can't remember what the reason was, but the night before I made some chocolate pudding, and I put some in paper cups. I put them in the refrigerator, and then I took them up to stop by Barney's house. Well, I phoned to see if it'd be all right if we came by to see him, and they said yes, so we stopped by to see Barney, and on the way up to Temecula to see Nancy, and that was the last time I saw him alive, and didn't realize how close he was to going. Let's see, Saturday and Wednesday, Wednesday I was going to go out to Miramar to shoot, so I called Barney's house Tuesday night to see if I could come up and see him rather than go to Miramar and shoot. And his sister answered the phone, and she said, "Ivan, he just passed away a half an hour ago." And I did ask Judy another time, was he able to eat that pudding? And she said, "One bite. He just couldn't get it down. He couldn't get any food down." And that was his problem, I do believe. I really miss Barney. Like, kind of like losing one of my sons, because we were close, and he watched out for me like my sons do, and